we've had a couple of changes of paces. We've been talking to, first of all, Dale, down Pave, down there at Emerald, about their festival that's coming up. We've had our legal hour, and now we're going to change pace again. And I have with me a group that's called the Fireside Crafters. I don't know much about them, but we're going to find out a bit as we go along. So I've got with me Kay, Cheryl and Shirley. All right, first of all, we want to know a bit about it. Kay, you're one of the really early members, maybe a foundation member. First of all, what's the organisation? Not the name, we know that. What does it do, and why was it formed in the first place?
The group was formed after the aftermath of the fires.
Which fires? We've had a few.
2009. The big bushfires,
yep.
And it started at the relief centre at the old IGA building in Yarra Glen.
Oh, yep.
I was there as a volunteer. I wasn't fire affected in that respect, although I lived in Hillsville.
Yep.
We were receiving lots and lots and lots of donations of many different items, including craft-type items.
Yep.
And one of the other volunteers decided that we needed a craft group or an avenue for women to be able to come in and use some of those craft items that we were given.
All right, so they weren't actually items that were produced. They were actually items that you could use to
produce
craft.
Could we use, yes, yes.
Yep.
So two Barbs, Barb Lewis, who is the original volunteer who came up with the idea and is still with us, and another Barb. They worked out access to a room there. It might have been a few months after the fire started, and the word went out and ladies were able to come along and join in craft activities and just have the an avenue of where they could sit and chat and unload.
Now, you've talked about craft. I don't mind if any of these other ladies pop in with and talk a bit about it, but what sort of craft? I mean, craft can be anything from painting down to crocheting or so what sort of...
You've just about covered the lot.
Yeah.
There is a big focus on quilting.
Yep.
A lot of the people who were there originally, that's what they aimed at, but there was things like...
We did silk painting.
Yeah, but at the group they were doing plaster works.
Yep.
There was lots of different activities. Whatever they wanted to join in, we would try and make it happen.
So do you still cover the whole range, or have you just come down to quilting? Or?
No, we do, we do other things other than quilting. We've got ladies there that spin, knit, crochet, embroider. So we do cover a lot of areas.
All right, yep. So I guess the next thing is, how often do you meet?
We meet once a week.
Yep.
After the IGA was closing down, it was arranged that we'd be able to use the old Scout Hall at Yarra Glen.
Yep.
And each... for a couple of years, supported us by paying our part of the lease, etc.
Yep.
We were originally known as the Steel Creek Craft Group, and it switched to the Fireside Crafters as a name later on.
Right. So I guess you meet once a week. So if I was a rock up there, I'm not a lady, but if I was a lady and I rocked up once a week, what would I expect to find and what would I expect to see?
A group of women.
Yeah, a group of women. apart from
Natalie sitting down and having a good chat and a cup of coffee and getting involved in whatever craft they want to do.
And we do tend to support one another even outside of the group.
Yep. Well, that's one of the major things with a lot of these groups, isn't it, that it's not only the day while you're there, it's when you're down the street shopping next week and or during the week that, you know, and there's been a lot of talk that one of the things that, or the biggest problem is going to be in the future is social isolation and, you know, if people just sit at home all day long, it's not going to work, is it?
No. No, not at all.
Our group has changed over the time. There are people who have moved away.
Yep.
Some of the group have passed away.
Yep.
And others who have become involved in other activities. But the aim is to keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Certainly having trouble with that microphone. We'll have to give it a miss. But I'm talking to Kay, Cheryl and Shirley, and they're from a group called Fireside Crafters. Kay, you were there very early in, on the scene, well, almost as it was decided what to do. Was part of the idea, apart from using up this craft material that, that you were donated, was it to get the women together that could have been traumatised and wanting to get talk to other females over the period?
Yeah, exactly that. It became a place where they could come and talk if they wanted to, get a hug if they wanted to, communicate with others who were affected, and just unload
so
if they wanted to.
So the craft to start with was almost a secondary item.
It was a therapy.
Yeah, yeah. So, Cheryl, let me ask you, why did you get involved?
One of my friends, she was a member of, she was a member already, and she had been through the fires herself and lost stuff through the fires. Would I like to come along? Because I do craft at home, and that's how I got involved with it.
All right, we're having more problems here, so we'll let's try that one. Just talk in that one, please, Shirley.
Hello.
Hey, we're right now. Oh, now we're right. So can I just go back to... this one's not working. Forget it.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to share that one. Cheryl, we couldn't hear why you got involved.
When I first got involved with the group was through a friend who had lost things in the 2009 fires, and she invited me along, and because I already craft a lot at home and with my grandchildren, she said to me I would probably enjoy the group, which I did, and they are really friendly. It's amazing.
Now, Shirley, you're one of the newer members. What made you get involved?
Well, I'm a local, and we were burnt during the fires, but unfortunately I was working full time, and so I wasn't able to access the group, which I would have dearly loved to at the time. And then when I stopped working, it was a great opportunity to go along, and I didn't really know what to expect, but they were the most welcoming ladies and knowledgeable. I now know how to crochet a little bit.
All right, so when you say, I don't want to bring back memories, but when you say you're impacted by the fires, like how badly did it affect your place?
Well, my husband and myself and our two teenage children were at home that afternoon, and because we were there, we saved our house, but we're on 10 acres. We lost all our fencing, all of our outer sheds, our cars. And luckily, our one old horse, I'd run down earlier in the day and opened all the paddock fences, and I thought, oh, gee, I hope he went quickly. And he was still there, so he'd known to run around and get back onto the burnt ground.
He stayed in the actual spot itself?
He did, yeah.
Mate, it's amazing how smart some of these animals are, aren't they?
Yeah, that was a huge plus on the day.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, look, I've just got to take a quick break, but I've just got to sort this out and we'll be straight back.
Sunny is the lights flashing out, it's so bright.
Just we seem to have the technical problems ironed out, we hope, so we'll push on. Righto, so I don't mind who answers this. We might as well get a couple of you ladies that haven't spoken. Right, so one of the major things is that stop pointing to each other. One of you have got to do it. All right, so you're producing the quilts, or, well, I guess on the artwork and things like that, you probably take home yourselves, I don't know. Yes. But like, if you're in there every week producing quilts, what happens to the quilts once you've made them?
We actually we give them to Healesville Hospital for their palliative care ward.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And that started out because of my husband, really, because he has a cancer, right, and he goes up there once a month. So he got to know the staff and girls up there. They're yeah. just like family to him. Oh. And the head nurse there... She, when her mother died from yep. A brain cancer, yep. she gave me a lot of her mother's fabrics and that, and that's where it basically took off from. And yep. Kay, myself and another girl started really doing a lot of quilts for the hospital, and it sort of ballooned a bit from there. And we've had a couple of donations from other patients' families since then.
It's terrific, isn't it?
So it's been
so
really cool.
The quilts mainly go there. So,
yes.
Shirley, what do you do? Do you into the quilting or into what sort of craft?
Well, I really do enjoy quilting, and I've sort of got a little bit of a niche in that all the offcuts of fabric that other people were going to throw away. Yep. I seem to join them together and produce something else. So,
what else?
Well, another quilt. So,
a scrappy quilt.
So, a little fragmented one.
Is it called scrappy because it's all scraps?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
I think they're called crumbs, those quilts that, that they're made.
All right.
Crummy, so scrappy quilts. That's me.
How long does it take to make a quilt?
Well, it varies on the size of the quilt and yep. how large the blocks and the components are.
We're talking about the ones that you donated to the Healesville Hospital. How long would it take to make a quilt?
It can vary depending on the pattern we're doing, the design. But mostly, I guess, it would probably take maybe a couple of weeks
to finish. Do you each work on... a quilt by yourself, or is it two or three people that produce the quilt?
Usually one person works on one quilt.
We're getting to a system now where we've got, I personally
yep.
don't like doing the finishing quilting on the top, but
yep.
we've got somebody else who doesn't like piecing together the top, and she quite likes doing the finishing quilting.
So what's finishing quilting apart
it's
from...
It's when you're quilting your three layers together, joining the three layers
oh, yep.
together and doing your binding around the edge. So we're starting to get into a system of who likes doing what
so
and who doesn't.
So someone maybe does the backing and someone
yes.
else does something
yes.
else.
Yes. Yes.
So what do you put in the quilts?
There's a cotton wadding in between.
Right. yes. So do you get that donated too, or does your organisation have to buy those things?
We tend to buy that ourselves out of our own private funds.
Oh, right.
Or we have up to this stage.
Because obviously if you're a group, but you're not necessarily an incorporated group, like you don't get donations of dollars and all that sort of stuff, do you?
No, we don't.
All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Take
And just a quick reminder, I'll be here on Sunday playing all that sort of music between 12 and 3 and again between 6 and 8. But 12 and 3, we'll have music memories of more, hits of the 50s, 60s and 70s and a bit of other stuff. And on Sunday night between 6 and 8, we'll have the rock and roll hit parade, hits of the 60s. Can't do better than that. Anyway, if you like the music, you do. Anyway, enough of my ramblings. Shirley, how long have you been a member?
Although I'm classed as one of the more recent people, I've probably been going about 10 years now. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one or two.
No.
Oh, right. What would you say is the best thing that's happened to you at the Quilters? Like, is it the actual making stuff or is it the friendships or what?
Oh, it's definitely the friendships and just, you know, people with such diverse backgrounds and interests and skills who are so interesting and inviting and friendly. That's number one. And then because they're so lovely people, they're willing to share all their skills and sort of help you along with anything that you might be interested in or even things you're not interested in you might get to do.
Get to like them.
Yep.
Cheryl, so apart from if we rocked up there next Wednesday between 12:30 and 3, what do you, apart from the quilting, there's going to be people, ladies everywhere quilting, what other sort of activities would be going on?
There are ladies that do knitting. One of our ladies does spinning. Sometimes there's crocheting. Occasionally we have a get-together and we might learn something new.
Yep.
As in, we did the silk painting some time ago, but we had a class where two ladies came down and taught us how to do quilting, which is the stitching on top when you've got all three layers together.
Right, but you've already got others to do that, haven't you?
Sorry?
You've got others in your group that does that.
This was before we actually realised that we had someone that
you
was
keen. You can do it yourselves.
On, yeah. And quilting on top is quite different, where you can do different designs and that, and that's what we were being taught, and how to do it on a normal sewing machine. We don't have a long arm, which is what you would be normally using.
Shirley, I don't want to delve into your personal life because that's not none of our business. We're here to talk about the crafters. But you'd obviously lived in Yarra Glen for quite some time. And so when you retired, one of the things that tends to happen is that you don't know a lot of, I think in your case, you said you're a teacher, so you probably did know a lot of people, but one of the things that can really happen, that you can live in an area, you work away, by the time you come home at night and have tea and, you know, if you've got kids, you run them around to sport on Saturday and Sunday, you can retire and not know many people in your own area. I guess it's probably a bit different with you. It's probably not a fair question because you'd know the parents of the kids.
Yes. There are a lot of people that you do know, but then, you know, you're suddenly served by a strapping 6'4" person in the IGA and they say, "Hi, do you remember me?"
And that's when you start to feel a bit as though, it can make you feel a bit old, like, because it's happened to me.
Oh, yes, yes.
But, all right, so I'm a bit keen to, you just said someone came and taught you some other sort of painting. What was that?
Silk painting.
So what's silk painting?
We had scarves that were, we painted designs onto with silk painting paint. And we did tie-dyeing with onion peels. And all the silk scarves came up a brown sort of colour. Oh, yes, and we learnt wet felting and dry felting. Wet felting is where you have a little squirty bottle with water and soap in, and you put down layers and layers of the felting wool and squirt it, and then with your hand you sort of rub it around in little circles and it becomes felt.
as you, you would know, felt.
Yeah.
The dry felting is, well, we did teddies, and you have your felting needles and you just stick the needles into the teddy bear and he gets felted.
So you, that's how you fill him up, you mean? Is
no, no, this on the outside.
How you dress him up.
That's how you dress him up. You would make maybe little trousers or a jacket, and you also make his face and, you know, cover him and make him look like a teddy bear, because they're usually made out of white calico, the bears that you start off with.
All right, I'm just going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Just a reminder, Greg Carrick will be along at 3 o'clock with the Oz Indie Show between 3 and 5. Always a great show. And they're all the latest releases that have only been released since last Wednesday, so they're all really new stuff. But anyway, you're talking about you might get or you would like to see a card-making day. Is that right?
Yeah, yes, it's correct.
So when would you hope that's going to happen?
Or we haven't really planned that far ahead.
A bit too far in the future, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Now, donations. Are you still looking for donations? And what sort of donations are you looking for?
We've been recently given a lot of fabric. Quilt making is not cheap.
Yeah.
And normally we would have gotten the finishing quilting done by machine.
Yeah.
But that's not within our realms as much.
Yep.
If people can give a sponsorship to be able to do that, that'd be great.
Yep.
We have been given lots of fabric.
So
now, I must stress that quilting is not the only thing we do.
I was just going to say that you talk about that.
We talk about quilting.
Yep.
But the group, some people just come along and want to sit and talk.
Yep.
And we can do that. The quilting's become a little bit more into focus recently because of the fabrics that we've had donated.
But let's go back just one step. So We've been talking a lot about quilting, but what other sorts of donations are you looking for? I'm mindful that you might want other stuff other than quilting.
Well, there is a lot of things that the club need as far as the building goes.
Yep.
We need a new water tank because some kids jumped on top and broke the top of the water tank. So we can only use it for boiling water. We can't use it for drinking water.
Yep.
We need a new first aid kit because the one that's there is probably from the 1920s, maybe 1930s. I don't know how old the hall is. We need a new hot water service.
Gee, it needs a bit of work, doesn't it?
Yes, and the roof needs repair. So they're just the basic things that we need as a group for the hall. But for crafting, probably the batting for the quilts. Some of the girls knit and they give their knitting scarves, gloves and hats. They give that to Hickey and one of the girls takes them to the Yarra Glen police station and they have them in their cars over the winter to give out as well. I can't think of other things that we might need.
All right, I'll just take a quick break and we're back with more.
Well, everybody keeps on saying, what's the matter with me?
What's the matter with me?
Yeah, you know, everybody keeps on saying, what's the matter with me?
What's the matter with me?
It is so, it is so, I'm in love with you. Everybody keeps on saying, you don't treat me right.
You don't treat me right.
Everybody keeps on saying you don't treat me right.
Don't treat me right.
Ain't it so? Ain't it so? I'm in love with you. Ain't it so? Every time I see you, you're with someone new. Ain't it so? Every time I see you, I get kinda blue.
Everybody keeps on saying what's the matter?
What's the matter with me?
Well, everybody keeps on saying, what's the matter with me?
What's the matter with me?
Ain't it so, ain't it so, I'm in love with you. Ain't it so, every time I see you, you're someone new. Ain't it so, every time I see you, I get kind of blue. Everybody keeps on saying that you've done me wrong.
That you've done me wrong.
Well, now everybody keeps on saying that you've done me wrong.
That you've done me wrong.
Ain't it so, ain't it so, I'm in love with you. Ain't it so, ain't it so, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
And of course, that was Lonnie Lee. He's still out performing. He's 82 years of age, or 83. He was up at Tamworth, and he'll be doing trips all around. I'm trying to get him down into Victoria, but we're having a bit of trouble. Anyway, first of all, two things. We obviously want people to know about you and come along. So where are they going to come? And it's obviously next Wednesday between 12:30 and 3. Tell us again where you are. I know it's the old Scout Hall, but give us a bit of a...
George Miller Reserve, 140 Steels Creek Road, Yarra Glen.
Right, so it's just out of Yarra Glen.
It's just out of Yarra Glen.
Right. So now, if there are ladies listening, I presume you're mainly looking for ladies.
Either men and women are all welcome.
Yeah, but it is
mainly women.
Yeah, I was going to say. But
you might
anyway,
chuck the men out.
I don't want to be sexist and say that. All right, so how are they going to find out more about you? You've got an email address?
Yes, it's Cheryl Deighton.
C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Yeah, D-E-I-G-H-T-O-N.
Yep.
At bigpond.com.
Yeah, no A-U, just...
No.
Could you give us again so people can write their...
It's Cheryl Deighton at bigpond.com.
And I believe we've got a couple of phone numbers that we're going to give out too, please.
Yes.
Kay.
Yep.
0422
176 063.
Correct.
And for Cheryl, it's 0419 293 277.
So it's 0419 293 277. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
Ladies, look, I think it's a great idea, and I think anything that can get people off the couch. We've heard so many stories over the years of people retiring and all sorts of things, just doing nothing. And one thing we've talked a lot about on this show is that if we isolate, they say that social isolation will overtake cancer as a killer if we don't do something about it. Too many people are retiring, lying on the couch, doing nothing all day, go down the street, don't know anyone, do their shopping, go home. So anything that can get people up and about, and particularly with a lot of ladies, if they're the fun-loving sort of people that you tell me are, they should be in for a good day.
Yes.
This is how I got involved, retired, fires happened, and ended up over there as a volunteer.
Yep.
Very interesting. It was a big learning curve, but it also introduced me to new people.
Which is really good. Look, about time I've got to get going, but thank you for coming in today, and I hope, I wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.